Yep.
Okay, with Anthony Orlando, Highlight is the short film. It's 4 minutes long. It's a micro short played at the Horror Underground Film Festival. It's about a young guy. Basically, there's an alien in his garage, and basically that's the teaser, I guess, right? So, yeah, that's a pretty good teaser for a short film. So what happens from there?
Right. This film is actually based on a scene from a feature length a sci-fi horror script that I've been working on for a while. So this does like act as proof of concept for like a bigger story that I really hope gets to taken off after this short. So I mean, like I intentionally left the story like on an ambiguous note, just like to really get the audience horrified and excited, like leaving them wanting more.
Well, yeah, 100%. But at the same time, it's still beginning, middle, and end story. It's still got its own story to it, even though it's a proof of concept. So basically, 4 minutes is perfect. It's like that's a perfect. So let's talk about your. So basically, Ryan Scully, he was the guy who helped you with the film, but he also is the lead actor in the film as well, right?
Me and Ryan, we've known each other since high school. We've worked together like on a bunch of different film projects together. I mean, I scratch his back, he scratches mine. It was really a great having him on. He was like an amazing actor. I mean, he was really able to get to really convey like the emotions of the character in the scene really well. I mean, some of that might have been from just working like in those cold conditions since we did film in the winter, but I say he really nailed it.
And so he's your buddy then.
He's a really good friend of mine. He's just graduated from college actually.
And what about yourself? What's your you went to film school?
I majored in film and English at Lafayette College. It's in Pennsylvania. It's not really film centered, but they had a really nice and new film division. I really found my tribe with all the other filmmakers there. And it was a really great experience, and I learned so much there.
And you got an English degree as well, right?
I really started off as like a creative writer, but I really knew that I wanted to be like a filmmaker because I felt like it was the really best way to really get my stories out there, since film and television is like the medium that really appeals to people the most these days. And I'm a really a detailed and visual storyteller, so it's just really it was like a match made in heaven for me.
So this is like the setting is like a typical American suburban kind of neighborhood, suburban home, right? Guy gets out of his suburban house and he sees something happening inside of his garage, right? So the cinematography is really cool and the pacing is really great because it's like it's got the audience on our toes because we don't know what we're expecting. So in terms of tone and like the cinematography, did you guys storyboard things before you started shooting? Like, what was your process of getting the nailing the shots?
Well, I mean, like it was a really a no budget film. I mean, I didn't really storyboard the shots before filming, but I did have a really clear image in my head of how I wanted the film to look. I mean, I was really inspired by the films by Steven Spielberg and Stephen King. How you
I've
said,
heard of
like there
those
was
guys
like a really
before,
like
yeah.
a earth. Yeah, it was a really suburban environment. So it's basically
Yeah.
just like a the normal. The normal meets the paranormal. So you really make a haunted house and a really just like a seemingly normal situation. I mean, and that's what I made out of the garage, which is the actual garage and near my house. So
So, but the way you do the lighting, because it's all about what we're seeing and what we're not seeing, right? So there's a lot of darkness, and then you're kind of using the cell phone light or the kind of like the light in the garage as your lighting source in the film, right? So we're kind of haunted because we're as an audience because we're only seeing so much, we can't see everything, and that's easier said than done. Like shooting that is hard, right? Because it's because you because if it's too dark, you can't see anything, but then if it's too light, then it ruins the tone, right?
Right. I mean, like a lot of the best horror movies, like they really get the most out of audiences. Like they scare them the most, so based not on what they see, but what they don't see. And in terms of lighting, that's like really something I want to experiment with more. And now at this stage in my filmmaking career, you know, like I play a lot with the shadows and like I got like the fog that's going on there. It was really Spielberg there. And I also really played with
You use
color.
Spielberg as a verb there. It's really Spielberg.
Yeah, I mean, like, or Spielbergian, if you want to use if the adjective
Spielbergian?
are appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was also inspired by Jordan Peele, specifically his recent film Nope. I mean, like, you really can see how like my film and his film sort of it overlaps when he's like in the garage and like the creature just kind of like rises up from beneath the sheet.
Yeah.
It's like one of those. Yeah.
So is there a social commentary to the feature film? Like, because you mentioned Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, it tackles a lot of different issues. Like the story that I have in mind for it really tackles a lot about people's attitudes about like how like they ignored like social ca causes and the whole like. Have you ever heard of the phrase "not in my backyard"? I
Yeah,
mean, like it really
what does that
tackles.
even mean?
Yeah, I mean, like they, well, it means these people like they don't want to deal with these issues. Like if it's happening in their own town, like if they have like a if there are like homeless people like in their town, like and they're not really so inclined to really support them. Like if taking action means they really, that really means like bringing these people into their neighborhood. So, I mean, like it really tackles the idea of morality in the in a modern context. But you know, I feel like it's all more of a, it's really more of like a psychological or even like a Freudian nightmare. Like there's like a lot of sexual undertones in it, like in the vein of Ridley Scott's Alien. But like also like some talk of there's also like a little commentary about women's rights, since I know like that Roe v. Wade had like and how it was overturned to become like a really important issue now. But you know, I didn't want to get too heavy-handed in the commentary because you know, like I know a lot of people these days they don't like want to be really just hear like the explicit commentary. But like the magic of like cinema is that like you can really lure in a message and like get like you deliver it in like a Trojan horse. So that's sort of like the way I wanted to approach such like a social commentary.
So, do you believe in aliens?
Well, I mean, like if there aren't any now, I mean, like I feel like there could be someday. I mean, like the universe is changing, like all these like different organisms are really popping up. So, I mean, like I'm sort of I'm open to the idea.
You're open to the idea because you brought up, you said you brought up Spielbergian. So basically, the beginning of ET. You know, you got the Elliot character. Basically, I don't know if you saw it, but basically, the Elliot character goes to his garage and he finds ET in his garage. It's almost like a homage, your film.
Oh yeah, it was a deliberate homage. I mean, you can really, I mean, like the scene, like the wide shot of Ryan, like looking at the garage. It's basically just like a mirror, like reflection of Elliot staring at the foggy shed in the night. I mean, like he got like, but like instead of like the moon up in the sky, he got like the red star hanging over him. Like, and one thing I really like experimented on was a color system, since like the color red appears a lot in the film, like with the star and like the red light after the nosebleed, and even the alien's eyes are red. So that's something I really like wanted to try out.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the door on the suburban house red as well? I know it's like a white house.
Well, I mean, like it used to be red, but like it now it was painted black. I mean,
Okay.
like.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
gotcha. But it felt red, I guess, maybe to me, but basically, even the way it was shot, though, right? So you kind of got this kind of like setup. But we don't know if the aliens like quote unquote good or bad, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, like it's just, but it's all in all, it's just like the overall question, like you don't know what this thing is, but like it's just totally out of the ordinary. So you just like it really like lures you in, makes you really like want to learn more about it. But I think based on the ending shot, you can tell that he's not really a cool dude.
The alien. He's not a cool dude. So he's here for destruction.
Well, I mean, in the feature-length story that I have in mind, sorry about the audio, the video just came out there,
No, go,
but
go ahead. Yeah.
all in all, like, yeah, but the aliens, I mean, like, technically he's there for destruction, but like in my feature-length story, he's trying to create a new world.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And then so is it based like kind of like ET is like a base in the suburban kind of America world?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's like hints of ET, aliens, and Nope in there, but I think like a more apt analogy, it's like Salem's Lot, but with aliens.
Okay. And you're based in New Jersey, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Bergen County, actually.
And where is that? Is that closer to Philadelphia or New York?
It's closer to New York. I'm like 20 minutes away from the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, so you're like you're an NYC suburbanite then.
Yeah, I mean, like, though, like, I mostly work at, in the state. I mean, I actually work for the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission. They're like a government agency here in the state. We're working to really get more filmmakers and studios to film in the state. I don't know if you noticed that, like, there have been like a lot more productions here in New Jersey as of late. I mean, you got like the Joker movies, West Side Story, another Spielberg film there.
Yeah, and then
But
obviously the Sopranos back in the day, right?
oh yeah, I mean, like, you know, my mom actually works in the hospital where they filmed the scene for the show, and they actually just filmed like some stuff for American Horror Stories there.
Gotcha. So yeah, well, it makes sense that because there's a huge, great crew in New York City, so it's like it's right there, right? So you might as well take advantage of that of in New Jersey, I guess, right?
Yeah, but like really trying to get more people like to be more inclined to really go across the river like in the film in New Jersey. I mean, we got like these this film ready program, like we offer like tax incentives, like 35% off your production costs, like if you film here in New
Yeah.
Jersey. And there's also like a 2 to 4% bonus, like if you hire diverse co-workers on your production, and that's really what's getting studios more interested in filming here in the state. And I'm really psyched to be a part of all this activity.
So, okay, so what are you doing next? So you gonna is the feature film script done, completed?
I'm still working on it. I mean, I've got like a lot of different projects on my plate. I mean, I'm actually working on a science fantasy TV pilot. Right now, I'm hopefully like they'll get picked up as well. But once my short film is done in the festival circuit, I really hope to put it online and where hopefully it'll go viral again. Maybe like some studio executives will get interested. I mean, like.
So you're just doing the festival run. That's why we're talking right now and kind of getting some, trying to get some awards, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, like in the fact that I won. Best micro short at this festival, like it was like so like exciting and invigorating. Like it's I love like when I saw like the feedback videos from like all the people who watched my film, like it was like so heartwarming that they really liked my film so much. Like they liked how suspenseful it was, like and they really like understood like the approach that I was going forward. Like it really made me more confident in myself as a filmmaker, and it really makes me feel like that with this film I can really make it.
That's amazing. And so you're always you seem to be always busy, I guess, right?
Oh yeah, I live like a very busy life. I mean, like I'm when I'm not working on film production or like for the commission, I'm working as a freelance journalist. Right now I've worked for like two different outlets right now. I mean, in the past, I even worked for BuzzFeed, which is how I really got started as a journalist.
What was your first assignment?
My first assignment for BuzzFeed, I believe it was writing an article about the first Dune movie, which was just coming out at the time.
The first what movie?
The first Dune movie.
Oh, Dune. Gotcha. So it's
Yeah,
almost like a
but
critic in a sense.
yeah, I mean, I love like analyzing films and doing like these different top 10 lists, but I think like the first really like official story for me was when I was reporting on when Zack Snyder's Justice League was just announced. That was like in 2020, like when the pandemic was raging, like, and I was working from home.
But he did a movie. He did Justice League before that, didn't he? Didn't he do it before COVID? Or that was his upcoming?
Well, like he was just like they announced that they were going to release the director's cut.
Oh, the director's cut. Yeah, because he wasn't happy about the. So what do you
Yeah.
what? So you said you like top 10 lists. What would like? Give me your top 10 list. Like, give me an example of your top 10 list.
Well, I mean, I love to write about horror. I mean, like, I'm a big horror fan here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's say like the best horror movie villains, the best jump scares, the best horror movies like in maybe like the 1980s or
Oh,
1990s.
gotcha.
I mean, like I write like a lot of about like a lot of different topics. I mean, like not just about like old releases, but for new cinematic releases as well.
So, what is like a top three? If you're four, let's do like since you're American, let's do the Mount Rushmore. What's the Mount Rushmore of horror movies?
Oh, the Mount Rushmore. Wait, that's a
Of
good
horror
question.
movies.
Just four?
Yeah, that's the Mount Rushmore, right? You can only have four presidents. You can only have four movies. Maybe Obama can get in there later on and you can have five, but go on.
All right. I'd say the Mount Rushmore for me is Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho,
Okay.
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, Spielberg's Jaws, and The Exorcist.
Shining. So basically, so 1960s Psycho, The Shining, 1980s Exorcist, William Friedkin, right? So you got Kubrick, you got Hitchcock, Kubrick, Spielberg, and William Friedkin, I guess, right? So three, kind of four different. Is Jaws really a horror movie?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like I know people really are like argue about like whether or not it's like it's a horror or a thriller, but like I feel, I mean, it's really like a class, it's also like a really classic suspenseful Hitchcockian thriller, but like it's also really like a I mean, like it's a gory horror film to me. Like it's really well made. It was like one of the horror films that I studied the most in film school, and it's, I mean, like I never get tired of watching it.
You ever read the book?
No, but I think it's best that I don't, because what I've heard about it's that the story's terrible.
Book? It's a little. There's like I'll give you an example in the book. It's actually the book. The book's not. It's not that bad. But who's the guy? Oh my God. Who's the scientist character?
The guy, Hooper, yeah, I know, like he has this fling
With his wife,
with
the guy's wife,
wife.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that kind of really like that's one of the things that really kills the book for me.
No, but not only that is that they're having dinner and then he passes out because he's drunk. So he sleeps with his wife on top of the dinner table. Like he really like he drills his like sorry to get crass. He drills his wife on top of the dinner table. They just had dinner while he's sitting on the couch passed out.
Oh,
Then they're gonna then
God.
later on they go fight the Jaws. They go fight the shark.
Jeez.
Spielberg decided not to put that in the film.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, it's a different film for sure, right?
Yeah,
So,
definitely. Like,
Richard
though,
Dreyfuss. I was trying to find the guy's name. Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss. So basically, I'm surprised by your list because you were born in '99, and I thought there was going to be some recency bias on your list. But what about the
Well, I
last
mean, like,
20 years? Like, what horror movies jump up for you in your era?
well, I'm glad you asked that. I mean, like, if another horror film I could put on the Mount Rushmore, it would be Jordan Peele's Get Out. I
Okay.
mean, like, yeah, and some of the more recent horror films for me are Evil Dead Rise, Hereditary, The Lighthouse, The
Lighthouse,
Witch.
hey, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Someone was just talking about that movie, the ratio and how they do like black and white. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Oh wow! I mean, like the 2010s have been like a really a great decade for horror
Yeah.
movies. Like it's hard to pick them out. I mean,
But I think Jordan Peele's movie, Get Out, because I think we were talking about that even before. It's because I think that changed horror in a sense, because they gave it essence. They gave it like we talk about social commentary. We gave it. It's like I asked you about social commentary in your script, right? Where it's almost like it's needed now, right? Where it's
yeah.
like the Saw franchise, not to be down the Saw franchise. It's just like, okay, we're just gonna kill people and some really gross, grotesque stuff. There's really no deep meaning to that franchise, right? But
Yeah, I
Peele's,
mean,
go ahead.
all right. Well, and I think like that with the lack of the deeper meaning, like in some of these horror movies, I think that's like a why a lot of critics don't really hold horror in such like a high regard. They have like to divide it like between regular horror and elevated horror, which is like a
Yeah.
lot of what you see like with the A24 these days. And, like, I mean, I love their films like A24. But I mean, like, but horror, like, for decades, there's always been like some like underlying messages like in its films behind like all the gore and all.
Yeah.
Oh, and if we're talking more about recent horror films, the Babadook is like another inspiration for me because like how it deals with human psychology. I mean, those are the kinds of films I really like to do. Like one horror movies that get into like the human psyche and also like, tackle social issues. And like, I mean, the Babadook and Get Out that really influenced me like as a modern horror movie watcher. Like I remember in when I was staying at Lafayette, Get Out hadn't been out for like a year, but like we were already studying it in school. So I mean, like I've like
Yeah.
watched that film like m many times, like and there's always something new that I pick up from watching it that makes me appreciate it even more.
Is Parasite a horror movie?
I'm glad you mentioned Parasite. I mean, like, I don't know if I would label that a horror movie. I mean, like, it is a thriller. I mean, but like, it also really influenced me, like, in how it able to defy people's expectations and just go from like a you're telling a one story and then suddenly it jumps to telling like a completely different
The
one.
genre flip. I call it's a genre flip movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, and like that sort of twist, and when you're telling the story, that's kind of like the what I've really aspired to do in some of my horror stories. I mean, like it's kind of like a you kind of that's kind of like a, how it harkens back to Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho when you think it's going to be about Janet Leigh's character, but then she's killed off, and then it's about like all these other characters trying to investigate her murder. Like it's.
Yeah. But her presence is still there, but she's dead, right? So,
Yeah.
and but it's all about the like these days, like Parasites, Get Out, like it's like they're twists. Like sometimes you're watching a film, a horror film, you're like, okay, when's the twist gonna happen? Let's get it out there, right? But those two movies, Parasite and Get Out, let's pretend let's label Parasite as a horror film. It's like those
Yeah.
twists come out of nowhere. You don't, I didn't see
Oh, yeah.
them coming at all, right? And then that's what blows me away. It's like, whoa, because then it's like, then the movie changes, right? Like, spoiler alert, the girl from Girls, the broadcaster's daughter from Girls is an evil bitch, right? So, spoiler alert, basically. But I didn't see that
Yeah.
coming, right?
Yeah, I mean like
Yeah.
the whole like lobotomy stuff like that goes on in Get Out. I mean like that's go jumps completely towards like science fiction there. I mean it's I mean it, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then of course the get spoiler alert, the if you don't want to know, watch everybody should watch Parasite. That's like I think it's the greatest movie of the last 20 years. But
Oh yeah.
did you see that twist coming? And it, can you can there's nobody if you have a million people watch that film for the first time, nobody's going to predict that twist, right?
Yeah, I mean, the first time I watched Parasite, I was at a theater in London. I was studying abroad. I was with my mom who's visiting, and it was some of my friends there. Like I was watching in the theater, like and when like the lady is like opening the door to the underground bunker, I was like, "What am I watching?"
Yeah,
Like, and then,
that's horror.
yeah, I mean, like, and then like.
There's horror aspects. That's great horror as far as I'm concerned. So, but People, other people
Definitely.
can
I
debate
mean,
that.
yeah,
All right,
and like,
man.
and I can really see like how. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, are we out of time?
No, go ahead. Keep talking. I'm losing you, so I want to make sure that we you keep going. I want to stop before I lose you even more. But go ahead.
All
Final
right.
thought.
I was just gonna say, like, with director Bong Joon-ho, like before he did Parasite, like he did this Korean film, Memories of Murder, which is like a serial crime thriller. I mean, like it was really amazing. Like it jumps between different genres. It's sort of like dark comedy, like and like it was. You can really see like how it really just like defies expectations, and I really became a fan of his after watching Parasite, and I feel like that the way. Films like that really just like go out of nowhere and defy what people really expect of it. I feel like that's how they should really like approach doing jump scares. I mean, like nowadays, like that's kind of been like a lot of the rage going on. Like this is like just like go into the scene like that's like don't jump like that. It just
Yeah.
jumps. And like there's like a not a lot of clip. I mean, a lot of films, there's not like a lot of creativity to it. I mean, like some films, they really nail it. I mean, I think like the best jump scares I've seen in horror films were by director Mike Flanagan, who did the Hill House show on Netflix. Also, another one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, like this, like, while some jump scares just do things so with suspense, like doing it just completely out of nowhere, but while still building up tension, like that's like some of the best jump scares in my opinion.
Yeah, well, keep making movies, keep making horror movies, and let's talk again when you make your next film, because it seems like you're not only a great filmmaker, but you're a big fan of of film in general, so.
Yeah, I'm a diehard horror fan, and I'd love to be on the show again, and I'd really love to show you what my next project is.
All
So,
right, let's
thank
keep in touch. So don't when you make your next film, let us know right away.
will do. Thank you so much for meeting with me today, Matthew. Again, sorry for technical
Yeah,
difficulties.
we had some
I had a
technical difficulties. We're coming in and out a little bit again too. I don't know what's going on in New Jersey, but something freaky is happening, so.
Just be the Wi-Fi in my house. I mean, like it's always been like so, but like
Yeah.
hopefully it caused too much troubles for you with
All right,
editing.
change carriers then.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.